You lie like a dog.
I'm the king of lion.
So I'm part of
the Lion King. Hey!
Or we could have made some type of joke about pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Fire pants.
They're all.
That's just hurtful.
Fire pants? It would be.
You mean literally?
Like just physically like, hurtful. Yeah.
Imagine if you wear like lycra pants. They would fuse with your skin. You would die.
I don't even know what lycra is.
They're like hot pants.
Lycra, like the dog that went to
space. First dog in space. What?
Lycra, what are you talking about?
Lycra, the first dog in space.
Oh, right.
And lycra, and hot
pants made out of the first dog in space?
Yeah.
Made out of his hide?
Yeah. And they melt
his skin. Hide is here, welcome to the All right, let's go around the horn and introduce ourselves. Welcome to the Geek Stampede Weekly Roundup. I said it right this time. I don't remember what episode it is, and it doesn't matter. Because the audience...
7-4
74.
I think it's 5.
74.
I've missed 2.
Have you? Yeah, you haven't been here in a while.
I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Ebola.
Anyway, I'm Joey G. Across the table with glasses on is Robbie G.
Robbie G.
And then we'll just go this way.
Heidi.
Yes, man.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan making his triumphant return.
That's Justin.
It is. And making her podcast debut.
Woo, it's Jen, it's who Jen. Also has glasses on.
Holy shit.
And you're sitting just like I was.
Yeah.
See, this is why we're all together.
I'm wearing contacts.
Much in common.
It's not the same. Okay, it's not.
You wear contacts?
Yeah.
Have we ever discussed this? I had literally no idea.
I don't.
Were you keeping
them off
this from ever? Me?
You did you see his picture ever from high school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You knew me in high school. I just woke up one day and could see.
You had the very popular haircut, but like 10 years ago,
haircut?
Where every boy just got their hair really long and it just kind of flowed, like it was just a mop head over your eyes, and you were adorable. And you had these really big glasses. But you had no nipples.
Harry Potter?
This is
what
we're talking about here.
Yeah, see? Like right? That's exactly like Harry Potter.
You know what? It was hard growing up because I looked like Harry Potter. And my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the boy who lived.
They didn't even tell me I was a wizard.
Ryan is the boy who lived with his parents.
And the man who lived.
The man who lives with his parents.
But it was hard because of that. And then also, my name's Ryan, so everybody's like, shaving Ryan's privates.
Oh, yeah, because the same
the Ryan. Common problem. That
and
all
I was like, I was like, I'm 10. Like, you,
yeah,
come
you
on.
Don't, come no on, guys. I'm a little boy. I'm just a little boy, you know? Come on now.
I'm a real boy.
See, you took it to a place that didn't need to go to.
Pinocchio?
No, yes, but also just like the same sentence, I'm a real boy, is just outside of the context of Pinocchio, it's uncomfortable for me to hear.
But it was in the context of Pinocchio.
You said in a little voice, I'm a real boy.
That's Pinocchio.
Yeah, but you were talking about
you
that
heard
having
Pinocchio.
Pubes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what Pinocchio was about?
Yeah, it's about
when he becomes a real boy, all he gets is pubes,
just,
right?
Just,
before it's just
when he lies, he grows more pubes.
Yeah. Gosh, look at all them pubes. I've got no pubes.
Yeah.
The holy
feet. You know, I took this too far. Yeah,
you
that's right.
See,
I'm in the belly of a whale. And Tom Waits brings it back to the neighborhood. I don't think we've ever done an episode without lots of singing.
Typically, it's you have an angelic voice. Though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought you
so
said
nice.
He has a cello-like voice.
That's
on it. Like someone's starting a moped.
I thought you sounded like Louis Armstrong.
Like a
I've never been good at the cello.
Yeah, cello was really hard.
It's my
so I was just
problem.
Like my cello. I never had the heart to tell him he sucks at the cello.
I would like it if somebody could like bring a cello and follow me around playing Baker Street on it.
You know how hard it is to move with a cello? Have you ever played the cello?
Well, they can get like a golf cart. No, I've played the cello.
No,
Joe.
Clearly.
Joe.
I'm his cello impression.
Yeah,
I have a cello and I suck, but...
I can play the cello.
I can...
That's a
but
friend.
It's like, I've seen...
I can't make a joke.
The guy from what's that band? The Avett Brothers. They have a cellist who like hooks it onto his neck and plays it like he's Bonkers Crazy Town Ted Nugent. Why was that the reference I went to? How old is that reference? Ted Nugent. What does he do now?
We all know guitar players. Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
He voices
the classics.
What's playing sounds? Shut up. Oh, it's just... I hate things automatically play the video. I brought up a news story that I thought was funny.
Oh, my horns!
Yeah. It's actually a news story.
It's only activated at once! It's just groaning. Why are they starting a boat in that porn, too?
Who's playing the cello?
Playing Baker Street. All porn is now scored with cello renditions of Baker Street.
This lines up perfectly with the music buzz.
Rob hates Baker Street. It might be Rob's least favorite song. He doesn't actually know it's called Baker Street, but I guarantee you, as soon as you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, I hate this song.
Is it a Bob Marley song?
No. Bob Marley's awesome. Wait a second. Are you telling me that you know Baker Street? You should know Baker Street then. It's definitely BH. So
it's BH.
I mean, okay. Baker
we
Street
have a timeline.
Is where Sherlock Holmes lived, yes.
We have a timeline.
But 23B?
Yeah. Of 95 is H.
That's year zero.
Right, that's year zero.
It's BH and AH for before Hyde and after Hyde.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes I have to make a reference and then look over to see if there's the letter of recognition or just like the old man, what the fuck are you babbling about?
What is Baker Street?
I'm getting to that.
That's good to know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of yelling in the show,
too.
That's okay.
Is it the song with the saxophone?
Yeah, it's not.
It is, yeah.
There's no cello in it at all?
I don't think there is any.
Oh my god.
I just think it'd be fun to play on.
I love this song.
Me too.
I'm gonna get married to
this song.
Can you legally marry a song? Not to this song.
No, really.
But it's gonna play while I get married.
Believe in your dreams, right?
Too.
The intro was really annoying, which means get to the part
in Vegas here, bro.
Yeah, so. Yeah, when we go to Vegas.
In Vegas, Ryan will marry us.
The song. I'm thinking of it as the time.
How many, like, 80s cop movies was this song in? Like, I'm pretty sure it's in Lethal Weapon, isn't it?
I think so.
Or a song so
I've
similar
seen
to
Lethal Weapon.
I still can't believe, I mean... I don't know how weird that is, but it's weird that you haven't seen Lethal Weapon. We've talked about
there was another movie that I was thinking of that I haven't seen.
It was Die Hard.
I was thinking of it the other day that I forgot to tell you I hadn't seen.
You forgot to tell him about a movie you didn't watch.
That's
on the top of the list of things I gotta remind Joey.
The other day there was a movie
Joe,
on TV.
Goonies! Joey!
I haven't
seen
Caligula.
I have Caligula on DVD if you'd like to borrow it.
I have seen the Goonies so many times.
I've never seen
Goonies.
Goonies
never did die.
They never.
I just saw it for the first time.
Have you seen the TV
edit?
It was great.
No.
The TV edit with the octopus cut back into it?
Shame, shame.
I don't even want to know the context of that. Now I never want to watch it.
No, you're
the octopus cut back into it.
Yeah, they cut it out, but in the TV edit, the octopus is in it. There's a scene at the end where they fight an octopus. There's a scene in the middle where they go into like a convenience store and
the bully
pushes them into the freezer and they like light the map on fire.
That sounds great.
God, it's a great
movie.
And then
when
I got the DVD, I was like, none of this is in the actual movie.
It's one of it's one of two movies I can think of that have the actor who played Short Round in Temple of Doom basically playing Short Round in this movie as
That's
well.
The only two movies.
Only his name is Data, I think, in this movie.
That's the only two movies he did.
He was great, though.
He does, like, special effects now or something.
Dr. Jones, you cheat!
He worked on...
That's what he says in Indiana Jones 2.
It's weird to see
a large fat dude doing short, a tiny Asian boy's lines.
And to do
Dr. Jones, I am a real boy! No time for love!
No time for love. I'm a real boy trapped in a whale growing pubes.
When I was 14, I thought like the height of cool was in Clerks when the guy tries to get Randall to pay attention and Randall just goes, "No time for love, Dr. Jones," and just walks by. I'm like, that's the coolest motherfucker of all time. And now I'm just like, it doesn't really make any sense. It's still pretty cool, but why does he say that?
Clean up your room, Joey. No time for love, Dr.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Because it's never really
he doesn't do it, and he doesn't say it like, no time for love, Dr. Jones. He just says it like, hey, I'm a cool guy. No time for love.
He
Dr.
says
Jones.
It in a way that Chester Cheeto would say
it. It ain't easy being cheesy.
There's no Jones. Time for love when you're cheesy.
No time for love, Dr. Jones, when you're eating the cheesy puffs all alone.
Oh, now I'm sad for Chester Cheetos.
Don't be.
He just has to eat his own food by himself.
Why are you sad for him? He's a talking cheetah with sunglasses.
Yeah but do
that's
you think
the dream.
But that's the that's the persona.
That's why he wears the sunglasses, because he's got bloodshot eyes from the fucking blow.
Clearly, his head is this large, his body is like this thing.
Living
there's
the
a
dream.
Problem.
I'm pretty sure there's a Family Guy bit where it shows Chester Cheetah snorting a huge pile of...
Cheeto dust. Totally.
And then he goes, Neil Peart is the best fucking drummer of all time! And then he goes... It ain't easy being cheesy. I like that. That just still makes me laugh from time to time.
I think it makes me laugh when you tell me jokes.
Right? I don't know. I mean, like, like any show that has cross episodes, it has highs and lows. It's funny. It's really funny. Oh. It makes me laugh, especially when it's like a really stupid slapstick sight gag. Like, I don't know if I've told this story on the pod before, but one of the greatest moments that was then the most embarrassing moments was I was at Nicole's cabin with her family. We'd been dating for 2 or 3 years at this point, so I was a teenager, and we were watching Family Guy, and her grandmother was watching it with us. And it was the scene, I don't know if you remember it, when they have the contest to see who can get the last piece of pie, but they all drink Ipecac, and the last one to throw up gets the pie. And so it's just this 5-minute scene of them, like, violently vomiting and screaming, and I am in tears, like, doubled over, stomping my feet, laughing my ass off until the scene finally ends and I realize no one else is laughing. They're all staring at me, and her grandmother is like this, and I'm just like, oh, so it's funny, right? And nope, I mean, I don't think anyone else thought it was disgusting. They were just like, I don't understand why he thinks this is that
funny. What was
funny.
Really weird was when you played that clip at your wedding, and then all of your wife's family.
And we all reenacted it.
Yeah. And then, like, they all just started throwing up on
and then, you. And then you shit in the punch bowl. This didn't happen.
Well, I didn't shit in the punch bowl. No, the rest of it is true.
That's going to be your wedding.
Yes.
Shitting in the punch bowl. Yeah, definitely. I was just like, ha, 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 ha. You're stuck with me. You dumbass.
That's a beautiful moment. I'm sorry.
It was nice. And then the Justice of the Peace was like, can I finish the goddamn ceremony? And I was just like, you may not. Her name was Brenwyn.
That's kind of an interesting
Wow, was she a Skyrim character?
Do you remember when she was... I even said that. I was like, did we get her from the fucking Shire? Like, but she was... In the rehearsals, I thought she was great. But then at the ceremony, you remember she started off with... Like,
I hope you don't mind that I do this ceremony with my new rapier I found in
I hope you don't mind if I do this in Ebonics. I kind of do. Y'all go get married, motherfucker. Oh, come on, Brenwyn. We talked about this.
Anyways, does the whole thing in dragon shows.
Exactly. No, like, marriage!
Whoa!
That's not how she did it.
Just a wait.
No, but remember she started the ceremony and she did this like 5-minute spiel about the energy of the trees in the forest and everyone kind of looked uncomfortable and I kept going like this look on my face looking at everyone in the audience like, the fuck is she talking about? And I looked at people just like, don't laugh at Joey going, what the fuck is this? This wasn't in the rehearsal. What are you talking about? Just skip to the part where we're married, then we can go party.
You know what, though? When you get a gut feeling, you go with it. And
about
she went.
Oh, she was just like, you know what?
And I
she was
get
improv
of
that
trees
shit.
All the time.
She was just like,
I feel this crowd.
See what takes
Brenwyn felt it.
She's like, ooh, trees in my guts.
Brenwyn don't play, all right?
She says it like Pacino.
Come on now, we got trees.
Trees in my guts.
Just, you know, the typical sensation noise.
Ooh.
It'd be even better though if Prince had done my wedding. You're the beloved.
Hey, you know what? I watched Prince on SNL like 2 weeks ago.
Prince was on SNL.
Like when Chris Rock.
Oh, because he had a new album though.
And I don't know if it was like one song or like 17, but whatever it was, he played forever and it was so good.
No, because
good.
I remember that because he said like he refused to do 2 segments.
Yeah, he only
so
did
he
one.
Would just play one set, but they played like so he had like an extra long stretch without a commercial for him to play. His whole like set, which I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
And it was really good.
Prince had 2 albums come out on the same day this year. One of which is fucking awesome. The other one
is that like when Nelly released Sweat and Sing?
No, it's not. One is like Prince doing pop numbers, and one is like Prince teaming up with this other band, just doing like crazy cool guitar stuff.
What other? Didn't Outkast do that too?
Where yeah, like, Speaker Box on the Love Below.
There we go.
But that was one album. It was just.
It was one.
Okay.
And there's one. No Use Your Illusions 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back to the record store to get it.
But one was like more Big Boy, the other one was more Andre 3.
It was all
one was more
real
solo
boy.
Albums, basically.
Because one had, hey,
like, we want to break up. But
the other one had roses.
Contractually.
Roses really smell like poo. Isn't that song? Yeah. That song should be performed as just a spoken word.
That song should be performed at your wedding.
Yeah, that
Roses
song should be
really smell
anthem.
Like poo. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Sensation.
Ooh, ah.
Ooh. I'm sensing.
Rose sensation.
Come on now, smells like poo.
Nature.
Yeah.
Really what's with all the poo?
Why is Al Pacino?
Come on now. Al Pacino gonna... Think about the poo.
The best impressions always involve saying the character's name while you're doing the voice.
Yeah. Bill Cosby!
No, we can't even do that anymore.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that suck? We did a whole thing with like 3 hours of us just doing bad Cosby.
Kay.
And it's not even funny anymore because he's a piece of shit.
I'm going to say it right
now.
When we were talking about cello, I was going to go, cello pudding pop.
But
I
can't
now.
You can't now. It's like,
yeah,
you know
good
what?
Thing you didn't do that.
it's really too bad for us.
I was on Twitter today and I realized
I saw
like,
John
yeah,
Daly said that he's
my,
like, I can't
my favorite
character.
John Daly character was Bill Cosby Bukowski and now he's like great now he wrecked it now I can't do it anymore and then I was like yeah I'm sad too and then realized halfway through wow this is what I'm going
yeah.
taking to the internet to complain about
like, hey, this funny guy on a podcast isn't even a character anymore. I just invented a new character.
He's a real boy.
I'm a real boy. I've got no pubes to hold me up.
Wait, how do you use
don't you
your
remember my study?
Why does it hold you up?
Yeah, we tied them over like the arch, and I just hung there.
The arch? Were you at McDonald's?
It was my wedding.
Oh, right.
We got
yes,
rid of the McDonald's.
Yes,
well, of course, we
were
at McDonald's.
I braided the clippings together for like a year.
Dedication. Yeah. Nicole was like choosing imitations. And,
yeah, I was just like, she's like
I'm
you
weaving.
Help me pick out the goddamn floor arrangement. I'm trying to grow my pubes.
I'm trying to grow.
How am
my
I gonna
pubes.
Hang from the arches?
You don't understand. You have to do this, or our wedding won't count.
When you'll never be a real Grusecki.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
a real
my family has been getting married like, yeah. dangling from their pubes for
yeah.
since time immemorial.
Yeah. Rob, get grown.
Exactly. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
All about.
All about dead pubes.
I'm all about dead pubes.
Sorry, I just wanted to make it sound like I don't
know. I just wanted to.
Ryan's working on his sound effects record.
I'm like the guy from Police Academy. But
Michael
with props.
Winslow.
Yeah, no, it's my mouth.
So a Foley artist?
I was gonna say, like you're doing your Foley.
And now
I don't even know what
line.
Words are happening right now.
Foley, he's that wrestler guy.
Mick,
that was good. It was a tiny
win one for
line.
The Micker.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sorry that my mouth isn't big enough.
This is adorable little.
Boop, boop. I can't do it.
What? Just
I can play the William Tell overture on my throat.
Can you?
Do
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Prove
can
it.
You?
Prove it.
Thank you.
And Joy will not be talking for the rest of the
No, it just fucking stings.
Oh,
I can also
because
yeah,
you
were
hitting your
throat. What I learned from a Carlin thing where you can I can't do the whole song because I'll get a concussion, but you can if you shape your mouth just right, you can play head and you go
oh, it sounds
fucking
painful.
Hurts.
It doesn't hurt me, don't worry.
What's funny is you were so far from that, no one's even gonna hear it.
No,
it wasn't even worth
it. It was loud to me.
See?
Yeah. Can you hear that? That was my
toothpick. I'm kicking my ass. Jim Carrey, what do we think?
Big fan.
We
big
asked
fan.
The important questions.
Big fan.
That movie with Patton Oswalt? I like him in some movies, but.
I like Ace Ventura, but mostly
Ventura.
The second one.
I love The Grinch. I think The Grinch is like my favorite Christmas movie.
I hated that movie.
I love it so much. It is so funny. It is hilarious.
I didn't laugh at all.
The part when they put the pudding
Grinch.
In his mouth
no,
and he goes,
like
this is
much.
Not pudding. And he goes, what is it? It's fucking hilarious. I watched it twice this year.
He goes, what is it?
It is so funny. I watched it twice already. This
next time I watch it, I'll go,
Joe did
Joey.
I remember yeah. watching it... two Christmases ago with my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law, everyone else was in bed except for me, Nicole's mom, and my sister-in-law's boyfriend.
At the pudding
so
scene,
just,
were you dying laughing?
I was.
Staring at you?
No, like, I was dying laughing. She was laughing at me because she's like, you really think that's funny? I'm like, you don't? the weird Einstein who shovels this like blue substance. It's the they're doing the pudding tasting competition when he's the cheermeister. and they're all shoving the pudding in his mouth, and he's like, yeah, and then he goes, this is not pudding. Really quick, and he goes, what is it? It's so funny.
I just think it's funny when you do it.
Yeah,
I think it's better. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't like that movie, but God, I love it. It's so funny.
I haven't seen it since it came out. I don't remember really
also,
caring about it.
The little Cindy Lou Who girl, I think she's on Gossip Girl now, or she was. Or maybe she had a band or something.
Isn't that a book?
Which was then made into a TV show, Rob, Get With The Program.
That's possible. You're allowed to do that.
I think so. Maybe it's Gossip Girl. I don't know. I don't watch it.
Why not?
She grew up.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, she grew up. Look at that.
She grew up and she's doing something now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch it because the OC already perfected teen drama.
Oh, the OC.
No need.
Person on earth that never watched the OC.
I watched like one episode and was like, this show is dog shit.
You guys are
I only watched it because there was like comic book references on it.
Modest Mouse
but
was on an episode.
Blake Lively was on Gossip
was
Girl.
Pretty rad.
In the
that.
First
they
episode.
They played like obscure songs too. They didn't even play Flow.
Yeah,
it was like right when Good News for People Who Love Bad News came out and they played like.
They didn't play Float On.
No, it's the only song. They played like track 10 on that album.
Yeah, Taylor Momsen. Taylor Momsen.
That's a stupid name. Tell her
I said,
call her up.
She was on Gossip Girl. And she was also a little, and she fronts the rock band The Pretty Reckless, which is not a bad name. This is what she looks like now.
The Pretty Reckless.
She played at Warped Tour.
If she got sick, would you say Mom
Wait,
says
Warped Tour is still a thing?
I don't know, apparently.
It's a thing.
They still do Warped Tours?
Little Cindy Lou Who played at it. With a, and she has a Punisher sticker on her guitar. So, you know, that's pretty metal.
I guess.
Cindy Lou is metal.
Yeah.
Having a Punisher.
How old is she now? She's 21.
Years?
She was BH though. But she's in a band called The Pretty Reckless. They're still around, 2009 to present. They have an album called Light Me Up, and they also have a
Light
EP.
Me Up.
It's dumb they actually
that song, right?
Well, light me up. They also had an album in 2014 called Going to Hell. That's probably her, yeah, with like the arrow pointing at her ass crack.
Yeah.
Apparently, hell is Cindy Lou Who's butthole. I gotta hear this band say.
You're on the seventh layer of hell, Cindy Lou Who's butthole. The sixth layer
all
is
the
Andy Dick's urethra.
All the holes down in who? The wide and the.
Thank you for stopping.
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh my god, this is
so much butthole.
Little Cindy Lou Who has a song called Fucked Up World. My mind is blown. I'm so sad.
Why?
Because the Grinch stole Christmas and that's how she's feeling. The world became that
fucked
way.
Fucked up
world.
Fucked
up world by you.
Fuck commercialism. I am Cindy Lou Who. Signing out. Of
Maybe
the world.
Christmas doesn't come from a store. Christmas means a little bit more now.
You kind of sound like
I'm just singing.
I could listen to this.
This is best.
This is good.
I could listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. Kind of like a rockier metric. Based on the 3 seconds.
Oh my god, I hate Metric.
I love Metric.
Is it Metric?
I used to love them.
Metric is one of the very few bands that I like can say I got into before they were cool.
Dead Disco.
I remember the day that their first album came out, I happened to be at AMV7 and I bought it because the cover was cool.
Where are you?
This is really good. And then I remember in high school all of a sudden people talking about this band, and I was like, wait, I know that band.
Okay, wait.
I'm cool, you guys.
Did they play the song that was on the Blue Jays commercial?
Not last season, but the season before.
And it's the Oilers' goal song now.
They have a song that was in the soundtrack.
Do you not know? It's the one where they go like.
Oh, that one.
I think that's a
vuvuzela. I can't remember what it's called.
Just in the audience.
It might be. No, but it's like.
We're starting to on the cellos. It's all vuvuzela and cello covers of things. I just remembered I have a kazoo that I can play Baker Street.
Oh, great.
This is amazing.
How long are we going to go in so
long? I don't know the next part of the song, though. I just know that stretch. Not really. So, what other part is there? Apart from that,
which my whole life.
When they actually break into the actual part of the song.
My whole life I thought something was wrong with me because I could never play a kazoo. I just realized I was using it backwards.
My whole life.
I was like, the one thing I can't do is kazoo.
The one thing. All throughout your childhood, your parents, you know what? You can do anything.
Ryan, you'd be great.
Not kazoo, Mom.
You gotta hum.
Who wants to go to space?
Ryan's probably been blowing the whole time.
Huh? I've been...
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I didn't hear anything, but probably.
Oh, wait. I have a segment for our show.
Segment?
Yeah, called Hyde and Rob Talk Briefly About Pokemon. Because I have something to tell you.
This has been a running theme.
This is a great...
Numal. Is the fucking dumbest thing I've ever had. It's a tiny little kind of sort of camel that spits fire, and it evolves.
This sounds awesome.
It looks like a blow up chair that you would get an infant to kind of sit on in a playroom. But the kid doesn't even really like.
Hang
it's
on.
Stupid.
I have music for this thing.
I hate it.
Can listen to while you talk about this.
Hours.
It's a song called Down on the Farm by Camel.
Oh, is it called Chain?
It's kind of like a camel they're talking about.
I was
battling
hoping.
Or whatever,
okay.
Try and get a shiny new one.
Why?
All the ones
you
can get.
Yeah,
it's
like,
get
the only fire Pokemon that I want. It's like,
get
I don't need one.
The only fire Pokemon
in the game, and it's
a shitty little camel that evolves into a shittier camel with volcanoes on its back.
That's awesome.
No, it's not.
Like hideous. It looks like a cow thing that's like dying of a disease.
Yeah, it looks like it's just
what's
got
it called?
Coils on its
yeah,
back.
It does. It
what's
looks
it
like
called?
It's Numal. N-U-M-E-L.
Numal?
Numal,
yeah. So
it's
like
camel,
from...
but with N-U.
Exactly.
N-U-M-E-L.
It's like new metal, like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
But
how
not.
Is this bad?
I want to see you motherfuckers bleed.
But I caught one last night, and I was
it's
training
it's
for an hour before
it's
I went.
Like
this is
like
stupid.
A cyst.
I hate
yeah,
this
he
fucker.
He is a cyst.
He's become full-blown.
Full I've been working.
I got full-blown
so
Numal.
I have to get up so early. I need a real job.
This weird thing on my arm.
No side conversations.
Oh, sorry. I just forgot we were recording stuff. But I was complaining because having a real big kid job where you have to get up in the morning and focus
real
because
big kid job?
You can't. Well, I've been a guitar teacher for like 8 years and I don't have to get up in the morning.
The real job isn't the confusing part, it's the big kid part.
Well, I work
at
an Ascot company, so.
You see yourself as a big kid?
I'm a big kid.
I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now. I'm a Toys R Us kid. No, that's a different song. I'm a big kid now is the Panthers one.
Yeah.
You had the pull ups. I can't shit in a bag and change myself.
No, they didn't change the size.
I almost never shit my pants. Woo!
Yeah. But just in case, I got this little thing here. You never know.
Unless I am asleep.
Yeah, in which case, all bets are off.
Or awake.
Or awake, yeah.
Or at all, really, yeah.
My kid's got a...
If I'm
rash.
Alive, I'm pooping.
It was pretty bad this week. And then it would be like, oh, it's getting better. And then he would shit and it would get worse. But then it's now it's good again. So this has been
that's the second
Joey's
segment.
Joey's kids
update.
Butt.
You know who I haven't seen in a while?
Who?
Bro, your
kids
Joey's
ass. Been here.
Yeah, your child's
your
butt.
Where's your kid's ass been?
Yeah.
Yo, where your ass been?
I haven't seen the rest of him.
So he's
he's good though.
Does he still like me? Or
he mentions you all the time.
Where's that Ryan at, motherfucker?
His first sentence had motherfucker in it.
Did he get my email?
He's basically J-Rock.
Brody, are you getting my faxes?
We had to remove the fax line.
Why?
We had a really bad rash. Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I went with pain.
I wasn't expecting to have to back that up. I probably should have expected that.
Hey, I sent a fax the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you work with dinosaurs?
Hey, you see that Jurassic Park trailer?
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Yeah, that's alright. The CGI is terrible in it.
Yeah, but I mean, CGI is stupid everywhere.
Yeah, but it looks particularly bad in this.
I feel like the problem nowadays, though, is that because the high definition has gotten so great, CGI is kind of like, it's still really awesome, but it's not. Like,
well, maybe,
you know, like,
but it's
with,
just
like Lord of the Rings. Like,
the Lord of the Rings CGI is amazing, and the Hobbit ones are shit.
No, but when you watch, like, the movies, the definition isn't that great, so you don't notice
I guess.
That the CGI isn't
like it's pretty shitty.
Because the CGI on Hobbit fucking blows.
So when you watch The Hobbit, it looks really shitty because it's really high def.
Well,
so
also, I think also they now use it for everything. Whereas, like, when before they thought it was really good, they would supplement practical effects. Like, Jurassic Park still has better effects than every movie that comes out, the first one, because it combines bits of CGI with animatronics.
And Sam Neill.
But then you watch The Hobbit, where they have terrible CGI pipe smoke instead of just smoking a fucking pipe. You didn't need to animate that. There was no reason to make that a cartoon.
But Thranduil's eyebrows.
All I can tell you is the first Hobbit movie, and I didn't see the second because I hated the first one.
Well, you should watch it.
I'm not going to.
Because his eyebrows.
I could probably just... You could find this picture of his eyebrows online and send it to me.
It's
not
the
same.
It's not an emotion.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, not emotion.
Eyebrows
in motion is actually
dad?
My Eugene Levy tribute theater troupe.
That's our next segment.
I know what you're
talking
about.
Eyebrows
in motion.
That's the guy who played Ronan the Accuser.
Eugene Levy?
No.
Yeah.
You idiot. Eugene Levy was Jason.
No, not Eugene Levy. The guy who played Thranduil in...
Lee Pace.
Yeah,
Lee Pace, yeah. But we're talking about Eugene Levy now.
Well, I don't listen.
Oh, okay. Clearly. You're right. That was my mistake.
I'm one topic there.
What else? Wasn't Lee Pace in the Twilight movies?
No, Lee Pace was in Pushing Daisies. He was the pie man.
I can't pie not maker. See him as the pie maker, because that's the first... I love Pushing Daisies.
Is it a good show? I've
it.
Never
it's
seen
not
it.
A bad show, but
really?
It's...
I have
two it's very quirky.
DVDs
it's,
if you want.
I
it's very
nice.
It's a very it's nice show.
Isn't it like Soderbergh? No, Sonnenfeld.
No.
Isn't it the guy
no.
who did
Seinfeld? Sonnenfeld.
Sonnenfeld.
No,
doing Hannibal.
It's the guy who makes Hannibal now. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who did the Addams Family.
It was
movie.
Barry Seinfeld.
I don't think it was Barry Sonnenfeld. No. Anyway, it's a very good show.
My
it's very cute.
Joke was
I
funny.
It.
I liked it.
I
love
it. Yeah, my wife loved it, and I liked it.
I liked it.
No side conversations. The episode where they're driving in the car, listening to The Mighty Giants and singing "Birth House in Your Soul."
Yes.
But why is my hand up?
You're making a point.
I'm not doing that.
I almost spit.
There's
dog
a Scrubs bit
anyway.
Where he crashes his. I'm gonna do a Scrubs bit now. He crashes his scooter and then later on in the scene he's standing there like this, moving his hand, and he goes, "I think there might be something wrong with my spine because I'm not doing that." That show had very funny moments.
I never watched that show.
It's very good.
If you do watch it, skip season one and watch 2, 3, and 4.
Oh my god!
And five and then quit forever.
Guess who? Okay. Guess who did Pushing Daisies?
Barry Sonnenfeld.
Barry Sonnenfeld.
He
Barry
must have
Seinfeld.
Produced it or something because the guy who ran
he
the
directed
show,
a couple.
Dude, okay, the guy who ran the show though is the guy who's running Hannibal right now.
Wild Wild West's Barry Sonnenfeld.
I had a discussion with someone who tried to convince me that Wild Wild West is a really awesome movie.
Was it the guy that goes to the comic book store sometimes and he wears a sheriff's badge?
No.
Do you remember that guy?
What?
Yeah,
he wears a sheriff's badge.
Cool.
Yeah, he's like this steampunk kid.
Oh, he's actually like cosplaying? He's not just, oh,
well,
no,
he's
we're
not
just
cosplaying.
Living
just like
living
his day-to-day outfit is steampunk stuff.
He wears
so
like,
he
a
like a
bowler hat.
Hat.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I can get behind that. That's
it's
cool.
Pretty dapper. I mean,
I can't.
I can't get behind steampunk because I've tried and like every time I've read a steampunk book or watched a steampunk thing, I'm always like, God, steampunk is dumb.
Yep.
But
I'm with you.
The design of steampunk looks kind of cool. Yeah.
Steampunk is mostly fashion.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
But every time I try to read, like, yeah, maybe I'll try steampunk and I'll read another novel. I'm like, this is so boring.
Isn't it like?
I think that the reason it's difficult to. I'm not saying there isn't any good steampunk stuff, but the reason
sure
it's
is.
Difficult to write it, I think, is because it's mostly about visuals. Like, it relies heavily on what the stuff looks like
yeah.
and what the gadgets are, and that's really cool. At, like, when you're cosplaying and you can, like, buy, like, trinkets that people have made that are really neat to look at, but when you try and write a whole thing based on someone's outfit, it's kind of difficult.
I will say, though, with, like, some, like, people always do, like, steampunk character designs, or, like, remakes or whatever, but they always, like, stick gears everywhere, but the gears have no purpose, and that really bothers me.
Yeah.
The new coaches.
It's like
that's without the gears!
Oh, my gosh.
Just
gonna put
your
gears
like,
around his leg for no reason.
It's like having a light switch that doesn't do anything
any,
in your house.
It's just
yeah.
like two gears.
That's
but
what
yeah.
it is, yeah.
What
it's
does this mean?
I hate my
I mean,
house.
Like, I guess. I guess it is
on.
Like
yeah.
that, but. I mean, sure, I guess it's like that. It's like having any mechanical device that doesn't do what it you expect it to do. I guess, yeah.
Like my
like,
penis.
Your hat has gears on it. Your hat has gears on it. That reminds me of this light switch in my house that I can't figure out what it does.
That's really what I wanted
yes.
to talk about, because there is literally a light switch.
You
don't
have
one?
Crazy?
I have
one
too.
I mean, sure. I have one too. It
drives me bananas.
We have a bunch of weird little dials, and I don't know what they do.
Those are your nipples?
No.
Why do men have dials? Have them, Ryan.
They're like, no, not on me. On the
you have
nipples?
Yeah.
They have these little things in the house.
The plot thickens.
I'll show you the next time you're on.
I don't want to see your nipples.
No! I could show you them now. I won't.
Thank you. I've seen them.
But, have you?
Probably. I don't know. But,
it's not like I took a picture.
We do have lots of sleep.
I know you've seen mine because there's videos of me doing the truffle shuffle on Facebook.
I see yours because, like, oh God, for like a month straight, you just kept on rolling your shirt up during the podcast.
Well, oh, yeah. I used to do that
you
a lot.
You did a lot, yeah.
That was better when it was just like a bro down, ho down.
Just a bro down,
ho down. Oh, God. There'd be lots of times you'd be talking about, like, you know what's a really good way to lose your train of thought? Check out my gut.
It's that old saying, shirts up, bros down.
Is that an old saying?
It's in the Bible.
Jinx. Did you say it's in the Bible?
It's in
Bible. Bible Goes West.
It's in the Bible, but I went Bob.
What?
I said Bible funny.
Oh, I said Bible funny is the name of my autobiography.
Do you remember Five Old Goes West?
That yeah, American Tale.
Yeah, that was West. The best. My godfather bought me that when I was a little boy.
The godfather bought me
my,
that.
Thank you for watching Five Old Goes West on the day of your daughter's wedding.
No, it's not him.
It's not Luca. Luca Brasi wasn't dead your birthday party. Okay.
You're mistaken. Not even my godfather.
That's because he sleeps with the fishes, Ryan.
My godfather's name is Al.
It seems appropriate. Just saying.
I work with
bum 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 da 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 da.
You can call me Bennett, and Bennett, when you call me, you can call me Al.
It's Paul Simon. Call me Al.
Your daughter is adorable.
Yeah, she's on a date with my kid.
As
according to your wife.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, is your kid not even here?
He's in bed.
He's in bed.
No, yeah, no, there.
His curfew's alive.
Yeah, he should be having her home any minute now.
I said, drink and drive.
If you raised him right, he'd bring her home.
I didn't, though.
Well,
last night I literally threatened. He was walking around naked upstairs, and I said, "You piss on any of my books, I'm taking money out of your college fund to replace them." He's going, "Joey," I was like, "I'm serious. I'm giving this. I'll do it. You best not be pissing on my books."
And then he was like, I'm fucking one.
So and he was just like, yeah, I'm sorry. Don't put me near them.
I vaguely understand
I am one. That's my first sentence.
Someone told me that kids at one understand roughly 80% of what we tell them, but they can't respond properly. And I think that's horseshit, because he doesn't get a fucking clue what I'm talking about. I'm like, Brody, stop banging your head against the door. Ha ha! Wham! Wham! No. No, he doesn't understand. Or maybe he does.
He does. He's doing it defiantly.
He's punk rock.
Yeah.
Punk rock,
super
baby.
Punk rock.
It sucks. I hate punk rock. My stupid brother likes punk rock. My stupid wife likes punk rock. She tore her. Turns out, follow up to last week's story, where Nicole injured herself in the mosh pit because she's a damn near 30-year-old woman who went into a mosh pit.
Way to go, Rob.
Turns out, But it turns out, not only did she injure herself, she tore her ACL.
Jesus.
What? Yeah, she tore her ACL because she got drunk and went in a mosh pit on the evening of her son's first birthday.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. It's really rough. I feel bad for her, but it's a little funny.
It was like she injured herself, and then I went and helped her out, and I was having the best time, so I went, "You'll be okay," and I literally patted her on the head and I went, "You'll be fine." And then the band that was playing mentioned like the band that I'm in, just because we're gonna be playing a punk rock sing-along at the ship, and I got really excited, so I went, "One second," and threw my record at her and ran back up to the stage and kind of abandoned her.
His world record, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
The cures are everywhere.
No.
I didn't actually
put
that. I think they really just like put it in front of her and said, "Make sure that stays there," and then ran away.
And
so
through her tears, she said, "Okay, I'm sorry." And then you guys woke me up in the middle of the night to have to come and help her into the house.
Yeah.
I am a horrible husband. I was really annoyed too. I went to bed at like 10 that night. I was so tired. And then at 1:45, Rob calls and he's like, "Your wife is injured." I'm like, "Okay, what the fuck you want?"
Why are you saying like that? Andy Dick.
Because when you're drunk, you enunciate the fuck out of everything. You're like, So what has happened is Nicole has had an injury. Like, years. I'm just like, ugh. I'm talking to fucking, like, Dictionary the Drunken Idiot and my fucking wife.
Dictionary the Drunken Idiot. Like,
yes. There has been a terrible turn of events, Joey. A mishap has occurred.
We are in a quandary, old
chap.
I'm going to look for this. I never noticed.
No, he does. He speaks.
I've never noticed.
Very,
that.
Very staccato when he has been drinking.
I'm so excited to get drunk
because I have very valuable things to say I'm under the influence, and I want everybody to understand them. My brother, you must understand the gold that comes from my face.
No.
Wait. Have you ever heard a drunk person say something?
What you're doing now is like how I imagine you talking to someone you think doesn't speak English. You think just No, but, like, you don't change, like, the volume, or you don't talk like a fucking idiot. You just, like, speak very delicately and staccato. Your rhythm becomes much more precise.
Don't you appreciate that, because you can understand what I'm saying?
No, because you're saying bullshit, because you're fucking drunk. I don't like talking to anybody when they're drunk. It's weird, but that's why people, like, I don't drink,
I'm
not
gonna lie, I'm driving down the
street
right now, but at least you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why people are always, I don't get you, because you don't like drunken people, but you're the most sympathetic person to hangovers in the world. It's because I'm happy that you're you again, and I can talk to you, so I'm like, oh, I'll bring you some water, it's okay, bud. But at the time, I'm just like, you're fucking boring, and I don't know what you're talking about, I don't care, and I wish you'd go away.
I am saying very important things right now, Joe. We are in the cab, and I saw a dog on the street.
It was licking its balls.
Have you ever seen me drunk?
I don't know, Ryan. Maybe not. Probably not.
I'm really smart when I'm drunk. Words don't happen, and they happen really when I'm sober.
Words don't happen. The Ryan Everington stories.
Like, they're tough enough sober, and then.
It's a fabulous Thunderbird song.
They should bring back Tough Enough. Anyway.
The wrestling reality show.
But, anyways, I'm really smart, though. A lot of good ideas.
Okay, great.
When I drink.
I'm really creative.
Just in general?
Sometimes I have to wear an eye patch because I'm so creative.
Doesn't make sense.
I think it's space. Yeah, with a gear on it, of course.
With a gear
on front of it.
Just a single gear.
No, it's actually just it's just a light switch. What's it do? Nothing.
We don't know.
Steampunk.
No, it does something. We just don't know what it
does.
What's your other eye blink?
Justin has folded his toque into like an arrow really long like that. It's pretty amazing.
It's sort of like it could be that one.
Just trying some new things.
I like it. You know, he doesn't get bogged down.
Looks like the helmet of a penis.
What kind of penis is that looking at? No one does it. What the fuck? One of us is
warm on the top.
One of us's penis is fucked up because that's not.
This
I don't
like,
assume it's
don't all penises look like merry men hats.
Married men hats.
Is it? This is like a half serious question. Is helmet the proper term?
No,
yeah,
I'm
a doctor.
I don't know.
We're
just gonna examine the helmet.
I've gotten it physical.
What happened?
Do you have a sensation in your helmet?
Doctor, please. I've had a steeple gun related mishap with my helmet.
Every time I watch a sport and they're wearing a helmet, I'm thinking
their helmets are for
those chodes.
Every time you're watching football, like, oh, there was some serious helmet to helmet action.
And I'm snickering. Like, <"Where's>
Do you remember when Claire, like my ex girlfriend, was like, "What's the scientific term for balls?" Oh, right, nuts. We're not together anymore.
Because of that, yeah, more or less.
I'm pretty sure the flans is the thing we're talking about.
Wow, speaking of,
I think it's
so the flan.
What did the band name itself after?
What is it? That's a good point. There is a band. They're an all-female Mexican pop music group.
Helmet?
Helmet.
That's a different band.
The glands, not the flans. The glands. It's the top of the penis.
Those are my neighbors.
Whoa, wait a minute. You know what
nice
the...
People,
holy shit.
It's lovely.
Why?
Holy shit. Did you know that the The urethra is the tube, but the opening of the urethra is called the meatus.
Like, isn't
that awesome?
Hello!
The meatus is the opening of the urethra located at the tip of the glands.
Connected to the weedus.
I'm just a teenage penis, baby.
The penis in question on Wikipedia has a very tiny meatus, though. It seems like it's undersized. Well, the meatus is the opening.
Yeah,
you're
gonna get
any meatus
out of that.
The glands looks like. To me, the glands looks like. Do you remember Freaky Stories, the little worm guy who hung out with the
top? Totally.
He
yeah.
looks
totally.
Like the glands.
Yeah, he does.
What was his name?
I know a guy who has two meatuses. I just realized.
The man with two
you know
meatuses is a science fiction from the 1950s.
I know a guy who does.
I know.
How
the man
you know who is,
right?
Wait, do you mean a guy who has a meatus and then, like, a fucking cut on his dick?
No, he has like a meatus and a meatus.
Is it a mini meatus?
Yeah. A mini meatus! Like that great movie.
He was visited by the meatus.
Why does he have two meatuses?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
How do you know he has two meatuses?
Because I've seen it. He showed me.
You've seen both of them?
Yeah. Why am I still looking at this penis?
They're like,
he
pees like
east and
west.
Yeah, I was reading.
He has to stand between.
You
have to react.
They're
north south.
They're
north south. Someone
did
made
I?
A paper mache roll. You were like,
if
he
owns it right,
why?
Itself, like a brain.
Well, that was just my initial reaction.
I don't blame you,
because
I wasn't expecting there to be a picture on the Wikipedia page.
That's okay.
I can't wait to tell him, like, that's, you have two meatuses.
And he's going to be like, yes, thank
would
you,
would it be meatus?
No, he's like a
meatus. Meatai.
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 Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
I don't think it's a gay drink. That's a mojito. That's another Family Guy bit. And he's, and Brian goes to some bar and he's talking to the camera and says, yeah, the guy knows his stuff. Made me a mojito. Mojito. I don't think it's a gay drink. I think it's funny. It's funny in
context. Punchline, silence. I think
it's funny. It's not as funny as, why is it with the recording?
This has now made us laugh three times.
Yeah. This episode is going to be called the Glands.
The Glands.
Bracket.
Meet the Glands.
Meet
us
the Glands.
Meet
the
Glands.
Meet us the Parents.
That's actually that's the new Ben Stiller movie. Meet us the Parents.
He's got two.
It's just like Ben Stiller trying to fit Robert De Niro's head into his meatus.
He's got two.
The man with two meatus. Meatus in St. Louis.
Two meatus et tu brute.
What's the next funniest piece of the penis?
We're counting down all the
penis. We're counting down the top 10 funniest parts of the penis.
Top this one.
Number 5, it's
the Smurfus.
The Smurfus. Oh my god, and it's just like a blue thing.
Is it just like a vein?
No, it's the Smurfus. It literally looks like Smurfette. It's got like a little fucking skirt and it's dancing.
Oh,
it's just like, why? You have the only. That's weird. Why is there only one female on my penis? My penis is sexist. It's got a token broad on there.
Token broad?
I like the idea of someone complaining about sexism by referring to the girl as the token broad. This show
that's
is
good.
Sexist.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, you know your token broad on there. How about some diversity? Yeah.
Who is this person you're impersonating?
Is it the meatus?
I'm not impersonating somebody. I'm creating a character.
Oh, you are creative.
Yeah, I'm coming at that.
I had creative.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Switch?
Oh dear.
For Halloween. For Halloween one year, I am totally just going to have an eye patch with a, just an erroneous Switch on it.
And Ryan's going to have
be
third
a
third meatus.
I'm going to be a meatus.
Third. What are you? When you like to know.
I'm a meatus. I know a guy with two.
Why
are there two of you?
Because I know a guy. Who are you Halloween? Who do you know of Jeff? What's his name?
Neil.
Neil? Who are you really? I'm Neil.
Totally is your name. You said don't say his name.
His name is Neil.
No?
This is his social insurance number.
The fake name is he spelled it the different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's spelled like eyes. Nile, like the kid from One Direction.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so you just told us the real. So that's
K-N-E-A-L. This is my friend Neil, the two Meatuses.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
Neil the Meatus.
What's the new update pro, like, for your Facebook profile? It's like, where did you go to school? Where do you work? How many Meatuses do you have?
It's complicated.
Drop me a line at neilmeatus2.hotmail.com. Oh god.
Dos meatus.
Por favor.
Well, they have great burritos there.
I don't often drink penis, but what I do, dos meatus. The most interesting glands in the room.
You're writing that one down, aren't you? Right. Save that one for later.
Save that one in the possible tattoo file.
There's a lot of
meat. The meatus shall defeat us. Oh my goodness.
You shall not pass.
He's talking to a kidney stone.
It's fine, I'll go the other way. The kidney stone just goes the other way.
Giant battle rod kidney stone, and they fall down into the ball.
What's the technical term for them? Oh, yeah, nuts.
Fine, clackers. Clackers is the...
Clackers to the layman.
Clackers to layman is such a good Paul Simon song.
Clackers layman, I think, is actually my MP. Clackers layman, attorney at law.
Clackers layman.
Turn it all. He was solving crimes and taking them to trial.
It's a theme song. It's a very literal theme song.
I miss when
it is. Job description.
It doesn't bounce. Theme songs are just like, this is what's going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, this...
I always feel bad for the bands that had to write those. Because they couldn't do any creative anything. Just describe what's going to happen.
Just describe the show.
But do it musically.
And then they got away from that and just started to have like, really cheesy songs that didn't talk about the show at all.
Thank you for being.
Well, that kind of works though.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my god.
No, I was thinking more like facts of life. I guess facts of life. I just say facts of life over and over again. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the love, and there you have the facts of life. The facts. You guys never watch the facts of life?
Never.
That's very BH.
There was a character named Tootie.
Was he like Smurf?
No, Tootie was a girl.
Smurf, like the cat in the Too Many Cooks video.
Oh my lord!
The greatest
the
video
times
ever.
I've watched that. It's cycled.
I have to
amazing.
Admit, like,
it is amazing.
My favorite film I've seen this year is Too Many Cooks.
Yeah.
I've watched it like the day after it came out. I had the weirdest nightmares because I watched it like 16 times in a row. I was like, this is like some next level genius shit.
Yeah.
The writing feels really crowded. I feel like there was too many cooks in the kitchen.
You meatus head.
Yeah.
Like All in the Family. I like the theme from All in the Family.
I'm a bigot and my wife's really nice. Is that
it was really nice.
Yeah. It's the same guy who sings the Are You Ready for Some Football song.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for the good times?
What's the Jefferson?
Are you the Jefferson?
Moving on up. To the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
And that's what they did.
Neighbors to a racist, but so we moved because he was kind of.
But he's a racist too. Hey,
'70s.
The Meatus of Baker Street. That's the name of this episode.
Meatus of Baker Street. That sums it up really well. So far.
Okay. Joe, don't worry, everyone. There's much more to come. We haven't even touched on. We've touched on plenty of meatus.
I touched on two at once.
Why have you touched it?
I didn't touch his.
I got two hands, though, right?
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I was on a ski trip, if you know what I mean.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Of course. Stop it.
I have no idea what you meant. Is this helping? Oh, no.
Those are the hand signals. I'm still doing them, if that helps.
Well, when you go cross-country
also,
skiing,
like,
you have
wow,
to.
Wow, right?
Let's talk about that for a minute.
You don't look directly into me.
You'll turn to stone.
The meanest touch.
The meanest touch. I want it. There's like Midas Medusa.
Medusa.
Midas.
She's the man. The man. Which is a movie with Amanda Bynes. She's lost her mind.
She has lost her mind, but I love that movie.
I know, it's too bad you can't make fun of Amanda Bynes anymore, because it was fun for a while, but then I'm just like, oh, she's actually ill.
It's actually, like, sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, because it was so fun for a while, and I was just like, oh, she's a train wreck, this is great.
Yeah.
Not great, but at least entertaining. And then you're like, oh, she's actually just mentally ill, not like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you can still be, you can shit on Shia LaBeouf, though. He keeps it real for you.
Didn't he have, like, a thing where he was raped or something? Like
yeah, and that's the other, you know, I actually do feel a little bit bad for Shia LaBeouf because he's fucking nuts, but it's because he's been in show business since he was a child and has been in an echo chamber of people telling him he's brilliant.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if you grow up with people telling you you're a genius when you clearly aren't, and then bad shit happens to you, and then people be like, you didn't get raped, fuck you! It's like, well, he kind of did. I mean, it's a bummer. I feel bad for the guy. I'm still going to make fun of it because fuck Indiana Jones 4. And fuck that even
right?
Steven's
book.
Isn't that the worst
there,
movie ever?
It's not the worst movie ever.
It's so bad.
It's, there's parts of it that are fine, but there's lots of it that's
it's
not
Transformers
good.
Too bad.
No,
no
it's not.
Like...
It is
it's
so
just,
not.
It's fine up until when it's like, hey, aliens!
No, that
I remember you and
too.
You and I went to see it on opening day, and we were really, really excited. And then at the very end, we both were just sitting there. And
we were like,
kind of.
It's definitely
what
not. It's the worst Indiana Jones movie, and there's parts of it that are fucking terrible. There's parts of it that are fine. Like the whole ant scene is cool.
No! I was about to say the whole ant scene with like Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett's really good.
Yeah.
What about the Woody Allen movie Ants, where they watch ants in Indiana
yeah,
Jones 4 with Sylvester
like...
Stallone? You didn't see
Sylvester
that
Stallone
movie?
Ants?
Ants? Yeah. I love that movie. Yes, he was literally the Sylvester Stallone version of an ant.
It was pretty rad.
It was awesome.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, he's like
we were talking to some people. We go into the hive. We got a hive.
Hey,
we got a hill.
You sound like Hodor.
Hodor.
Hey,
well, you know,
didn't ants come out at the same time as A Bug's Life?
Yeah.
You don't remember you.
Just
they remember Rat.
And then it came out just before, and it was I
personally
think it was better.
Because Bugs Life,
but then
is,
Bugs Life had better merchandising and advertising, so people
and it
were
had
like,
outtakes
the
at the end.
Movie.
People are like,
yeah.
I love when cartoons have outtakes because people are stupid.
It's cute, but it doesn't mean the whole movie is better than
Pixar
Ants. Ants had a Z at the end.
Yeah, dude.
Just
yeah. That movie was like metal.
Ants,
like my favorite movie, World War Z.
It's actually I think that movie's actually called World Wars.
World Wars.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched a little bit of that.
World
Wars.
World Wars.
Was it?
Yeah, it's pronounced World Wars.
Is it like a B movie?
No, it's Brad Pitt. It's actually called Katamari Zombie, as far as I'm concerned. Because in the trailer, there's this scene where this giant ball of zombies rolls over everything. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? There's a giant Katamari ball of zombies.
I think we should make like a DLC for Katamari and
be
like a zombie.
And Brad Pitt pops up with la 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 Katamari zombie. Oh, I hear that song right now. Katamari on the swing. We got speakerphone.
It's like another language.
Have you ever played Katamari?
Never played it.
I don't even know what that word is.
I also enjoy the rolling.
No, there's a part in the game We Heart or Katamari World or whatever. For the PS2, where like when you're talking to the character on the map,
Katamari.
One character just says, "I like the rolling part best,"
yeah.
And so I say it all the time. Oh, what's on here? Get the money.
Returning to the first segment, the
Pokemon,
Numel, no,
bring
no.
In.
When you talk to NPCs in Pokemon, they say the funniest things ever. Just like that, you'll just talk to like a random character, and they'll say you'll break into their home. And then they'll say something like, I have a net. My dad gave it to me. Great.
Give me all your money.
I can't remember what game it was in.
Now rub my back for a Pokeball.
Katamari on the Rocks. There we go.
Yeah, that's it.
I've always read it that way.
Is that what you do?
He's like the blue,
and he was like really excited because he was
original one, it was like,
and he's like, you need to rub my back.
Three side covers.
The floppy gold.
Oh, cool.
Is that what you
called? No, not
Magikarp?
Yeah, Magikarp.
He
was so excited about
that.
Yay, Magikarp!
You
should
edit it together.
You know,
so
rainbow! It's like, you're the worst son ever. Razor
What is this?
Calamari.
Oh, calamari. Calamari.
That's different.
A delicious calamari. Delectable calamari. He plays for the New Jersey Devils now.
Here we go.
Welcome, Mr. Sunshine! Katamari down the sea! Katamari on the swing!
Keep going.
Oh, no. Okay.
We have to make it
dollar
staged, okay?
Yeah, it's gotta be realistic.
Hey, guys! Do you wanna sing us a song?
Do we?
I guess we could. First thing that comes to mind,
I think we should.
Well, maybe.
Welcome, Mr. Sunshine. Na 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 na. Katamari down the sea. Na 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 na. Katamari on the swing.
You gotta taper off, boys. You can overdo this kind of thing.
I press start by that point.
Yeah, by then.
I don't know.
Honestly, like, the best thing about this game, it's a fun game, but the soundtrack for me is the best thing. Because there's the other. What's
just
the name
like
of the guy?
Like the Savannah.
Oh my god, Kick Punch's
own
line. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach you.
I'm the one where it's the guy who does, like, weird acapella stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Keep his name.
What
the hell is
his
album?
It's in the mind.
This is so boring for the listener. Like, we have a listener at this point.
They're
because
all here.
There's this crazy, like, this guy was amazing, too. And I ended up buying one of his albums.
Did you?
Yeah.
What song did he do? Which one are you talking about?
The one that's just, like, it's all just, like, weird, like, beatbox noises. Like, this weird Japanese guy doing beatbox sounds.
Oh,
is it Justin Timberlake?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
That one song, and then he's,
like he's just, like,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, and I just gotta find it for you.
What was that? That sounded like freaking like Dragon Force.
No, it's still not
quite.
Sometimes when I just need background music with no vocals, I'll just put on soundtracks to old Super Nintendo games like Plock.
Plock.
You ever heard of
Plock? Oh,
Plock
had a great soundtrack. Plock
the soundtrack, it was so complicated and like. If you're a music dork, listening to it is really, really cool. And I've used Plock songs as examples for music students that I have for certain like rhythm
Dokaka
stuff.
His name is Dokaka.
It's so good.
When I want to listen to music, I don't.
Yeah, but which one of these is it?
Can't always get what you want, Ryan.
I only know
it's the one that's by Dokaka.
Because if I try sometimes, I just might find I get what I need.
It might be.
Yay!
Katamari on the Rocks.
How do you even spell Katamari? Is it K-H-E-A-M-A-R-A?
I-R-I.
Yep.
I'll have a Katamari on the Rocks.
He's this crazy Japanese beatboxer. It's awesome. What the hell is the name of the song he does?
I think it is on the Rocks.
Wait, where did you get Cherry Coke?
Because I found some at the farmer's market today.
Ooh.
When I went for lunch with Justin's family.
Now, did they have any Milli Vanilli Coke?
Yeah, they did.
Whoa! I know you can go to Kensington and get it, but that's far.
There's the candy shop in Kensington that I would
love Katamari.
But this is it.
Oh, I'm going to play Katamari. That's all I'm going to do.
This is really good.
This is all just one cool Japanese beatboxer guy.
It has a
That was on the radio the other day.
Was it?
It was the first time I've ever heard it like, on the
radio.
Was
the yellow?
What's the name of that song?
There's also an MC Brown line.
What
did
he say in the song?
We
were
sunny.
Bow, bow.
How do I not know about this?
I don't know. You should. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in this video game?
I can even do
you
the...
You roll things.
You roll things into the ball.
You roll...
Joints.
You roll a ball.
Pals.
You roll it.
Sushi.
Balls.
Joints.
cocktails.
I like how free you are. Sushi.
It all gotta get rolled.
They're rolling out the cotton pins.
It's all gonna get rolled. The day I bought this game, I was working at the bookstore, and like, because I'd never heard of it, and so I went to EB at lunch and bought it, and we sat in the back because we worked in receiving, and like, I one of the hardest I've ever laughed was us reading the instruction manual.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've never had so much fun. Like, this is fine, but nothing.
Why is the instruction manual funny?
It just is, dude. You have to see it. It's I'm amazed you haven't seen it. We had it. For the PlayStation. PlayStation.
Hey, PlayStation said it's 20th anniversary.
And they're releasing
the
like a gray retro-looking PS4.
It's like 25 grand.
Is it,
what?
The commercials.
It's like super limited edition, yeah.
Do you remember, was it the Dreamcast? When the commercial were like, or maybe it was the Wii. Yeah, it was the Wii, because then like these Japanese businessmen show up and they're holding like the Wii and they go, "We want to play."
Yeah.
And I was like, that's weird. Why is it in a briefcase? Why did you have to come to me? You can play wherever you were.
Did
you
make
it?
You had to come from Japan. Like, yeah, I'm over there. You're welcome.
And
you're
they're
welcome
standing
country,
in like
but...
the weird, like, ethereal
well, no, they're
white
bowing.
Room. Like...
The house, the white
house. In their
house,
yeah.
Oh.
Get in or get out, Rob.
No, you're right. All of the commercials are always in this house of just everything's white.
Yeah.
What do they call those poems where it's just like
limerick?
Fuck you. Where it's like the words form a picture.
There's only two types
is
of poems.
Is it an acrostic? No, there's
oh,
some kind of
it
poem.
It is acrostic.
Is it an acrostic where it's just like the same words everywhere? Because in Greek,
they form
a picture. In Greek 6, I did one where I just wrote get in or get out over and over again in the shape of the N64 logo. I got a good grade
on
that.
That's amazing.
I was the N64 was like peak Joey video games.
I'm trying to get one right now. Yeah, I got a buddy who's potentially selling me like a whole.
Isn't it? Are they hard to come by?
They're just expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we have
they're
higher
demand.
Because I'm not. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't play video games, but I would play that. So, do you have an N64 or is it at mom's house? Because
I
should
hook
it up here.
I have it because I've got.
Because I want to play it.
Mario Kart, and I want to play it now.
You have like five other video games though. Have
I
some
play Pokemon.
Yeah, you play that on your fucking
you
Game Boy.
Your new mom.
Your new
job. I skipped school to play Pokemon.
I should not.
I used to skip school to do anything but go to school.
So I got really good at foosball because I would go to school and then my friend and I would just not go to class. We'd hang out in the SA building and play foosball for like 6 hours.
The foosbatorium?
It was a small room. It's not as large as it sounds, yeah.
I remember
it was like this, and they also had Mario Tennis. We played that too.
I kind of did
spent
that because
like
6 or 7 hours
at St. Mary's playing foosball. I got really good at it.
Cause
and I don't spin. Motherfuckers don't be spinning no foos.
Right?
Foos.
Thank you.
I pity the foos.
Pity the foos. Oh, I just got that. Oh.
Talking about bad for the kids. I ain't getting on no plane, Hamill. Don't play me for no jibba jabba foo. I can't do Mr.
Is that short round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. The A-Team when I was growing up was one of my favorite shows in the world until I was like 25. I think I have a lot of it on DVD. God, I love the A-Team. And The Man from Uncle. You
watched
The Man from Uncle?
No.
That was one of the best shows ever. It was on
the
60s.
They're making
Robert
a movie
Vaughn.
Of it.
They've
yeah.
been saying that
they
for
are.
Years. They've been saying it for years. Steven Soderbergh was going to direct it at one point.
And like Tom
and
Cleese.
And Cruise.
Point,
but
yeah.
I would love if they did it. But it was just like a spy show. It was kind of like a cheesy spy show, but it was in the 60s. The Man from Uncle, but it was UNCLE. It stood for something. I don't remember what the hell it was. But and then there was a spin-off show called The Girl from Uncle, which was the same thing, but it was a girl. That was cool. And there was a crossover episode. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I have the entire series on DVD. If anyone would like to watch The Man from Uncle sometime, I could hook you up. I got the sweet hookups.
You ever watched Lost?
We've talked about Lost so many goddamn times in this show. You know exactly what I feel about Lost.
I don't.
Yes. Were they dead the whole time?
I don't fucking care. That's how I feel.
What's
like
with
it.
The polar bear?
It's lazy writing and it ruined television for like the next 10 years because everyone also thought, hey, you can be a bad writer and get a hit show? Awesome. Let's all write like shit.
I felt like for me, Lost was like an abusive relationship. Like the first few seasons I was like, this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. And then near the end I was like, why is this happening?
Why are you still doing this?
I don't understand.
Did you like apologize
leave.
For it too?
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry.
It's
that
not
I
you,
get
it's
it.
Me.
They're gonna tie it all together.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
so
like,
sad.
I don't
Jen.
Need to know about the polar bears. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They'll tie it all together in the last episode.
Watching and
don't worry.
Last episode they're gonna tie it all together.
You can count on Damon Lindelof.
Well, it makes sense, guys, because the light is on the island, and the dark is the guy in the dress. Fucking simple.
The statue has three toes.
Yeah, right?
Here's the thing. People love that
show.
And
have
then
no
people
base
tell
player.
Me that Twin Peaks makes no sense. Fuck those people.
Twin Peaks is the best.
Makes...
I did watch
Isn't
Twin
it great?
Peaks. It was amazing. Oh,
the greatest.
Just a couple episodes, I was like, I don't know what I'm watching.
It's...
And then,
but then you just...
There
like,
was
that, I was like,
fish.
I don't know what I'm watching.
And
there
the
was a
percolator.
I love it.
Some of my favorite. I have a Twin Peaks t-shirt that's the Starbucks logo, but it's just got two mountains in the center, and it says damn, says damn good coffee, or
and
damn fine coffee, but
hot.
I walked through, I was in and public, and a guy stopped me and went, oh, I really like your shirt, and I went, yeah, and hot, and he went,
what?
And I was like, Twin Peaks. He's like, oh my god, you're the crazy guy
in that situation.
I know, and he went, I thought it was a Starbucks shirt.
Like, wait, so this random stranger was like, hey, a Starbucks shirt.
That's it. When I got home, I went, wait a minute.
No, I never see Starbucks t-shirts.
Does he go to Starbucks and just like,
I like
your apron.
This mug is nice.
Yeah, that's great. I'm surrounded by such cool things.
Or maybe. He's always at Starbucks, and he's tired of the logo, so he was like, yeah!
A new twist!
Logo.
Finally,
right.
No more mermaid.
They haven't had the mermaids in a while, have they?
I don't know.
Yeah,
or it looks different, because the original mermaid was much more
mermaid.
Because people were like, I don't want no fish woman on my coffee!
That's how they said it, too.
There
yeah,
was a fish
like a
woman
big,
on my coffee.
No, imagine, no, it's like a
the
big, percolator. Like... soul singing black woman who's saying it too, just like, I don't want no mermaid on my coffee.
Woman in my coffee.
What you doing?
Ain't nobody got time.
Ain't nobody. Yeah,
it's
Sweet Brown.
Nobody got time.
I want my coffee to be like my name. Sweet Brown. I didn't put on my shoes or nothing, Jesus. I honestly, that woman is like my favorite person on earth. She's just the most adorable, like, wonderful human being. She's just like. Well, I got out of bed to get me a cold pop. Which, first of all, I love you.
Then you get out of bed.
She's like, you know, like, she's like, you know what would go nice right about now is a cold pop. I
no,
know
no,
you
no,
get
no,
me
no.
one.
Cold soda.
No, she says cold
pop.
She says
cold
soda.
She says,
pop.
She says
am I crazy?
Pop. Yes.
Well, yeah.
What?
I don't
I
got
think
out
that
of bed to get me
insanity.
A cold pop.
I mean,
that's a separate issue.
I smell something burning. It must be a barbecue or something. And I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. And I ran out of there. I didn't get my shoes on or nothing, Jesus. And I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. And if you watch that video, the best part is that
the
son is in the back. So her son in the back going... like, just pacing, like, oh, mom, ugh. Because they interviewed him later, and he's just like, she's just like, I knew that she was going to do something like this, because that's just what she's like, and I mean, he was just so embarrassed about his mom talking about, oh, Lord Jesus, and I didn't get my shoes on or nothing, Jesus. Like, she's talking, like, as if the newscaster's like, does this woman think I'm Jesus?
Oh, me? No, I'm not Jesus. No.
The other one was that guy who talks about the rapist who's in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently we got a rapist up in here. Hi,
we
kid,
got your
hi,
shirt.
Because they raped everybody up in here.
They raped everybody out there, yeah.
Or the other, there was another one that they did an auto tune of, that woman who's talking about, like, there was, like, a robbery happening, and she talks about how, like, she was backing him up, and she's talking about how she backs out of the store because my daddy raised me right. And this is...
Wait.
You ever seen that one? And the auto... It's... Oh.
I heard a really, really great auto-tuned version of Jingle Bells at the gas station today. It was like...
Yeah,
rock,
yeah.
It was like...
Okay. This is the original report.
Jingle Bells. Sad, like, right away.
It was pretty bad.
I was in my coffee cup. And out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, one with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. And the guy with the black hoodie said, we want your money, everybody up front and down. And I'm like, oh,
up front
and
down.
Now. And so the guy in the black starts coming down, and I'm like, don't look, don't look, don't look. So I'm putting my hair down, you know. And he comes right to me, and he goes, get down now. And I go, yes, sir. And I just dropped to my knees, see, my little knee. And then when I'm on my knees, I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Because my daddy taught me good, and I'm backing the hell out of there.
Oh,
and then when I figure out,
he taught you how to back
I'm
up.
Like, counting to 2,000, and I don't hear nothing.
That's
nothing.
Your daddy
taught.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, oh my God. So I back farther and farther away. And I think, maybe I should faint, but I don't.
What?
Count to 2,000 again, so I did, and I go, mi amigos,
so
mi amigos. Nobody said nothing. I'm like, oh my God, they're dead. I'm like, I'm going to have to find all my friends dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. He's a hero. Saved all three of us.
And so then, thankfully, the internet remixed it into an awesome auto-tune song.
I don't know why this stuff makes me laugh, but it makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, they didn't mean they were singing a song.
No, they're singing a song.
It's hilarious. Like, I have tears in my eyes.
This one, I was literally playing YouTube clips. My wife told me this one, and this is her favorite one, where this like very straight-laced news reporter all of a sudden like reverts to his like ghetto speech with a bug flies in his mouth. It's amazing.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Yeah. I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town. Shit flying in my mouth. Oh, fuck, I can't see power. I can't get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
Tell me he brings it back.
You hear his cameraman just kill himself. Eh?
The best part is you can hear him, the bug go into his mouth.
What the fuck is this shit? It's country ass bullshit. Get me out of this motherfucker. I got pollen in my ass. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, man. Ever since I was a kid, I wish I could actually talk like that and not be horrible in places, because I think there's no one in the world who sounds cooler than, like, Ice Cube and, like, Friday and shit. I would always like rent all of those movies. Like, if
I love
Barbershop,
Friday's like my favorite movie.
And I was like,
those movies?
Well, what do you mean? No, I mean the movies that were very clearly made by black comedians for a black audience, dealing with like black themes and black culture. And I tried to rent them with you. You're like, I'm not watching this with you. You know, I was like, I don't get it. I'm like,
Soul
I don't know if I get it either, but I love
Tom Arnold. Is a really, really good. You get
there is a joke in Soul Plane.
See that culture
approved.
Is it Marvel
Five? There is a joke in Soul Plane that I still remember,
so
where Misty Pyle plays Tom Arnold's girlfriend, and they end up like seeing a picture of some black guy on the plane's dick, and he goes, "Holy shit, that thing got a face on it!" And she goes, "No, but it's going to." I think I was like 13, and I was like, "Oh shit! Oh man!" Oh, Tom Arnold, Missy Pyle, she gonna cheat on your ass!
So
and then my dad was like, would you stop that? Like, I want to be cool. And I'm not. So I eventually gave up on my hope of becoming black. And I'm pretty sure that everyone in the world thanks me for that. Because they're like, the black community has problems enough without fucking Joey being like, I'm one of you!
Without this guy being like...
Is that what he thinks you sound like?
Yeah, like
I mean,
okay.
I don't even know.
Okay,
I
saw an Eddie Murphy
sex
a long time ago. It's just him into a microphone going.
And everyone is laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't get it.
I should have said, like, I like fish.
What? Oh, because Joey likes the band Fish.
I couldn't get it out.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So
right. Fish.
This is the band.
So, we went to a pub last night, and I went to use the washroom, and there was
awesome. Really funny...
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the story.
That's a good
it was
thing.
Great.
And that's when I discovered that I had no meatus.
There was...
It was so gone, I tell you.
I know who stole it.
The missing meatus.
There was no meatus.
It's a Lindsay Lohan movie. I know who stole the meatus. Sorry, anyway, you went to the bathroom.
There was graffiti on the walls... But it wasn't anything. It wasn't saying anything. It wasn't saying anything inflammatory. It wasn't a drawing. It was just the word written in lowercase, just nicely
in pencil.
Fish.
The band
name. It's like someone decided.
Did you write this?
While they're at a urinal, just, you know what I like?
Well, that gives me hope because it means that there's someone else in this city I can hang out with and talk about fish. Because nobody else I know gives a strong fucking high window.
Yeah,
I have to hang out in the bathroom at Limericks.
When we were,
excuse me, do you like fish? Tell you? Okay.
Everybody uses that urinal.
And I'm just like sitting in that stall open. Like, oh, excuse me. No, it's fine. Come in.
They finish up. Turn around. They're like, whoa.
Can I ask you something?
Like fish?
I just want to piss, man. But after.
When I was...
Pick your brain.
When I was a teenager, I would always draw the Milo image of the Descendants on everything, because I thought the Descendants were... I still think they're like the best band ever. So I just would draw that everywhere, and then would just write band names that I like, but I would try to draw like a little picture with it or whatever. But Sarah's friend growing up really liked the band Thrice. So already off to a bad start.
There's a band called Thrice?
Mm-hmm. You never heard Thrice? They're not very good. And he would write that places, but he would misspell it, so he would just write Thirst on, just on walls everywhere.
It's like, this new gang tag is like scouring
me. Who the fuck is Thirst?
It's like Thirst without the T, yo.
Yeah. Thirst!
Like,
Thirst without the T, not...
I'm pretty sure Mr. T wasn't in Thirst.
What
that was
the point of me
a Korean
that
film. Thirst of the T first. Judd Hurst.
It's like when people say it's Stephen with a PH and they write Stephen.
Oh,
Stephen. My name is Stephen.
I play the
cello. Silent Q.
My name is Stephen. I play the cello. My favorite band is Thirst.
Thirst, yeah.
But no, Fish is a good band. So. I don't know the fuck is New Jesus, but I like now it's a very good thing. Oh man.
So what's new?
You know, rocking, rolling, whatnot. I was in Greece once.
Were you?
I was. Oh, she hasn't heard this.
Oh my god!
I was in.
I like
the
story.
Danny,
sorry guys.
I played Danny Zuko in Greece once.
Did you?
I did.
That's amazing.
It wasn't the play, but it was a very poor production because.
But you were the one that I want.
When I get tapped to play Danny, that means that there was a lot of depth in the cast. Like the kid who played Kaneki, really sweet guy, but he was just like. It was clearly one of those kids who was, like, a teenager who had just, like, come out, and he was, like, but he was, like, really, like, trying to, like, find who he was, so he was just, like, every stereotype over the top thing you can imagine, so, like, I think he was just, like, desperately trying to, like, find his identity, so he was just, like, super, super, for lack of a less offensive word, flaming. Like, the nicest guy, but he was supposed to be Canadian.
Flamboyant would be less offensive.
Yeah.
Flamboyant, thank you.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, I'm looking at
because you're on fire.
Yeah. Because no one wants to say anything, but you remind me of this really gay teenage boy that I met when I was 13.
Did I use the right word?
Yeah. Is it really okay? Anyway, no. Anyway.
It's pronounced Nicky, right?
Flamboyant gentleman. Wonderful kid. But, like, there was no one in that audience who believed he cared one fucking little bit about Rizzo. Kaneki was... He wanted... What was it? What's the name of the other guys? Not Danny, because I was way too large.
the other two guys.
I don't remember their names because no one cares.
There's
Matthew McWilliam was in that play with me.
There's Kaneki
was
and...
He?
Danny. Did we mention Danny?
Matthew played Sonny, and I was Danny. But that was the thing, like, I was the largest and the only one you could maybe imagine being the leader of
John
the
Travolta?
Gang.
Okay.
Just say, okay. Yeah. And, like, the girl who played Sandy, I fucking hated, so it was another thing where it's just like, Danny doesn't want to fuck Sandy, Kaneki wants to fuck Sonny. This is the most anachronistic production of Grease I've ever seen.
I remember a really funny story around that exact same time where that girl that you didn't get along with, she told you one time why she didn't like you, and it was because you were too charismatic.
I don't remember that.
You don't? Because made me so happy.
What does that even mean?
You went up and you were like, yeah, she really didn't like it. She was like, it's his, she said to me, I don't particularly appreciate your charisma. And I went, what?
Best reason for someone to know.
Yeah,
that
would
be like, I hate how charming and athletic you are.
Drama class? Like, aren't you acting?
I just think it's funny that somebody once was like, that guy Joey has too much charisma.
Dial it back.
I don't think anybody has ever said my name in conjunction with charisma before.
What
I mean,
about the time
like,
that
he's
you
going to that store, charisma,
yeah,
like a shirt?
I was just about to pick
were you really?
Yeah.
I was
going
to make
your charisma.
Going
to
charisma
in Kensington to buy some pipes.
I assume it was like this girl didn't know what charisma meant. And so she probably thought it meant something else.
Like what?
Like, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I mean,
quit showing anyone your fucking meatus.
For lack of a better term, you're charismatic.
Yeah.
What I really mean
because
is...
Because he keeps calling this kid flaming. He means flamboyant, but he keeps saying flaming. I'm like, see, we both have a problem. We both use the wrong words. I have a Black Widow fridge magnet. I didn't know that. I probably did know that when I bought it, but I forgot.
I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah, I look at your
fridge. I have
fridge
a picture
a lot.
Of Justin's family on my fridge. Yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
That's us.
Which one's Justin?
The little one with the
yellow shirt.
With the Robin Hood hat, which is now like.
Now it's like. Now he's like. I think you see now. He's like either like Rerun or Teddy from Bob's Burgers.
No, this is my Adebisi hat from Oz.
Should I watch Oz?
Was Mr. Echo in.
Oh, Mr. Echo. I love Mr.
Awesome.
Echo.
He slapped
Mr. Echo
was
best.
Oz. That's the best part of the show.
Whoa.
The best part of the show is when the guy from Lost gets his dick slapped.
Yeah, he slaps his own dick.
He just slaps it. It's like
they're walking
the
up for inspection and just goes
like, yes!
Oh my god. He just slapped his dick. No, I totally
wasn't the yellow one on that one?
I had the first season.
Wasn't J.K. Simmons on Lost?
Yeah, he was.
No,
because,
yeah, because Billy West.
Same with Michael
story.
From Lost. Wasn't he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
D. Falco is on it?
D. Falco.
Nope.
I don't think so.
A D.
A D.
A D.
Isn't that the mascot from Iron Maiden?
Yep.
Alright. The weird skull guy from Iron Maiden's name is Eddie.
Oh, I knew that actually.
Yeah.
This podcast is beautiful.
Apparently you didn't because I said
it. No, I didn't. Put a magnet on your fridge.
What happened? What happened to this?
The comics even come out this week? I don't even know now.
Yeah, they did.
I haven't read any in like
weeks. I read Bitch Planet.
It's the best.
How was it?
It was really
yeah.
good.
So
good.
I read really good things.
I fucking
did.
Love
then
that.
And I read the first three issues of Punks.
Punks, I also love.
And I read the first half of an issue of Uncle Grandpa, which was awesome.
I don't know what that is.
I love it. Yeah. It's so funny.
I read my Twitter feed every day.
Your own Twitter feed?
Do you surprise yourself?
I can't believe I said that.
Everyone's just like, oh, Ryan. Very droll.
It's like, oh, that
very droll.
One time I took a picture of some goats. Why did I say that with, like, a bit of an accent?
Why can't I retweet myself?
You know what it is, right? It's not an accent, because as we've discussed, every time you say anything,
in case you
lose
you
confidence and in, like, three quarters
yeah.
of the way through
throw
it.
Back
and then you just kind of like, oh, no, there's no going back.
Because, well, because I... So
oh, I mean,
I saw
for
some
good
goats
reason,
once.
Everything you say is worthless.
I saw some goats once and took a picture of it and went, oh, here's
some I'm watching
goats.
A video of your daughter that your wife just posted.
Is she in the pot?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw the little thing on the face.
This is adorable.
She's blowing bubbles.
She's a very adorable child.
I love it.
Yeah. She was the golden child today. The other one was in some trouble.
Yep.
She's bad.
She was very nice to me. I told her about ice cream soup. She found that amusing.
But that's not
but
even
then she broke
your
wife's
thing.
Phone, and it all went downhill for Anna after that. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say your children's names on the air of this podcast without your permission.
Yeah, I told
we'll call them
Neil.
Neil and Justina.
I said double meatus name, so.
I
don't know
said
how I would feel about
name.
You referring to my
hi, welcome to A&W. What can I get for you?
Double meatus, please.
Cheese,
what?
Yeah,
okay, that's the
name
of that.
Yeah.
No, because dick cheese.
No, I get it.
Because like a cheesy dick just seems gross.
Chester
right?
Cheetos. He's dick.
It's not easy, Dicky Cheese.
Dicky Cheesy.
Dicky Cheese, P.I.
Dicky Cheese, P.I. They'll solve any crime by dinner time. Yes, that is the Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. My wife has been watching nothing but Full House for the past 2 weeks.
I tried because it went on Netflix, so I watched it. I don't know. But I can't watch it without thinking of too many cooks. And it just freaks
I know when it starts, I'm just like, man, it's so smart.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
real, yeah.
Thank you for getting it.
It's weird because it sucks me in. She's watching it. I was like half paying attention. And then she left the room and I was like, I ended up really into this episode. She's like, can you go do this thing? I'm like, you have to wait. I need closure to see if Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey make up after their big fight.
And they
did.
Never know.
Well, they totally did.
It was great.
And then they kissed. It was really weird.
For like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a strange episode of Full House.
Yeah.
Remember that one, Justin?
Hmm?
When John Stamos and Dave Coulier made out?
Had a busy dick slap isn't even on YouTube.
And that should be the last thing that we hear. Stop recording.
What's the character's
name? No, I'm serious. That
What's the character's name?
Adebisi.
Adebisi?
Yeah.
Adebisi Dick Slap is Adebisi. My Swollen Members cover band.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
I don't
you very much.
Get this.
Oh, I get it! Okay, good one.
Yeah. I mean, what's to get? Like, it's not... You don't need, like, a knowledge of, like, French painting to get that joke. I don't know what a joke
should be. Is there anything you
do?
Monet!
Here she come now, paints Monet, Monet!
On the cello? Is that what he's playing?
That's his keyboard.
It's like a keyboard, but made for like a wolf man. Because it's like
new keyboard made for a wolf man.
Even you can play the keyboard.
Maybe Wolfman is where Dr.
That's
John
no
covered
problem.
It's like, want to play the keyboard? But
keyboard
have these
Wolfman
big
is
Dr. wolfy
John
hands.
It's wolf hands. There
wolf
we go.
Hands?
There we go.
Had a BC hand.
Wolf hands. There's a play.
Yeah, wow. This looks just like Justin promised me you won't slap your peepee while we're doing the show.
Hell no.
Why did I call it a peepee? Why do I do that? Why do I do things like that?
Let's talk about
that. Like, that was earlier, last week or 2 weeks ago, when I called Rob's dick a weenus.
This is a weenus.
Is it?
This is
your weenus.
Yeah.
That's even funnier.
Because
that means that you wanted the girl to touch your elbow. Remember? Because you were like, no, when I was in high school and I interrupted you, you said you really wanted the girl to touch your weenus. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
I remember that.
Hey, you know, whatever. Some people could do it for them. I don't know.
Like in that episode of Clone High when Tom Green's falling out the window and plays with his weenus.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm really grossed out by that.
Are you?
That's what
yeah.
Like the fact that there's just extra
Everyone
skin.
I think that's what grosses me out.
Extra skin?
Oh.
Well, if you didn't have it, if you didn't have it, then you wouldn't be able to bend your arm.
Austin Powers 3.
Well, I'm not disgusted by its function. I'm disgusted by the way it looks.
I was on the Subway diet. I lost 200 pounds. My neck looks like a vagina.
We've gotten to Joey doing Austin Powers jokes.
Yeah, baby. Because now it's cool.
I got a weird pain in my back.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks.
Okay.
We could have gone out with me talking about Austin Powers, but
no.
So we're going out with Ryan's back pain.
The listeners
will be like, I don't
know
why
it is
though.
Ryan's back pain. All
right,
I'm worried.
Cliffhanger,
listeners.
Is it a tumor?
I mean, optimistic. Sure, like a really dramatic fall.
A fall.
Just like
a
huge
the fall.
Thud, and then
over
the end.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my god, Ryan!
And then that's the end, yeah.
There was that one episode we had to stop recording because like my wife had what we thought was a stroke.
I remember that because I wasn't here.
That sounds
because,
really
like,
terrible.
I ended up deleting the recording because you could just hear these two talk laughing and then me saying pause it. You could hear in the background and then me saying turn off the fucking mics and Robin Charlie laughing. I was like, he's playing Minesweeper, holy pod. And then we stopped, and yeah, it turned out she just had like a bad faint, but it was like 2 weeks after Brody was born.
Goodness.
Yeah, it was scary. Went to the hospital in an ambulance.
That
was
scary.
My newest Skyrim character just
no,
got
it's
a brand new ambulance.
Ambulance, I get it.
Is your Skyrim character named Braylon?
Yes.
Full circle, thank you. And on that note, it's time to wrap it up. We'll see you next week. We'll hear, you'll hear us. We won't see you. Fuck you. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, fuck you,
Mr. Big Stuff.
Who is this?
Who are you? How did you get my
get off the line.
I'll see you next week. Until next week, I'm Joey G.
Robbie G.
Heidi.
Ryan.
Robbie G.
Jen, I almost said Justin.
Oh, we gotta start again now because we had a malfunction. Until next week, I'm Joey G.
Justin Higgs.
No, goddammit. I'm Joey G.
Jesse Higgs. Robbie G.
Heidi.
Heidi.
Austin Powers.
That was for Austin Powers.
I'm not
Austin
British.
Austin Powers.
This is a British.
Austin Powers.
That's called impression.
All right, we'll try this one more time. Until next week, I'm Joey G.
I'm G.
Heidi.
Right.
Just
Jen.
Catchphrase. Signing off.
Ah!
There it is.